Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We're in the midst of our 2020 Junkies mock draft, 10 picks in. Remember, you can listen to Grant and Danny starting at 6:30 tonight with full coverage of the draft and coverage of the NFL draft all day here on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Fed Choice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times, and Fed Choice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everyone working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. You can learn how we can help you at fedchoice.org, insured by NCUA. So we're 10 picks in. So far it went Joe Burrow to the Bengals. Drab made that selection. Cakes had back-to-back selections. The Redskins traded out of the number two pick, so the Dolphins begrudgingly drafted Tua, even though they traded up to make that pick.
Didn't want to move up to pick him, but I felt forced.
And then the Lions at number three could have drafted Chase Young,
yeah,
but he stuck to Jeff Okuda, the corner from Ohio State.
Stuck to my board.
You stuck to it, didn't you? You stuck to the board.
Stubborn.
Ignored everybody in front of it.
Pete made the selection
for the Giants. He was very happy to select Chase Young at number four. Awad then had the fifth pick for the Redskins, and he's only picked Alabama receivers. First, he picked Jerry Jeudy for the Redskins at five. The Chargers were up at six. Of course, Valdez goes with the curveball as he was making the selection for the Chargers. Instead of drafting Justin Herbert, he went Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
I selected for the Panthers Isaiah Simmons to replace Luke Kuechly at linebacker. Arizona was Drab, and he took Andrew Thomas, an offensive lineman snoozer. Then we had Awad back up, and he took Henry Ruggs, the wide receiver from Alabama.
Adam, for Jacksonville, right. Adam, did you get one in during the break? Just curious.
Your first of the day?
No. I'm too busy writing notes to Drab.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Miss him.
And then Danny finally got to make a selection, and he took an offensive lineman for the Cleveland Browns, Jedrick Wills. So that brings us to the 11th pick.
Oh, that's the New York Jets. And selecting for the Jets in the 2020 mock NFL draft, he loves them, Eric Bickle, GM of your New York J-E-T-S, Jets.
Why are you guys laughing? All right, the pick is in.
Because we know you couldn't have less interest in it.
I couldn't. I'm taking Tristan Wirfs, big offensive lineman from Iowa. I'm surprised he's still available there. They're butt-sized.
Giving some help to Sam Darnold.
Yes, of course. Anytime you can pick a stud tackle, you're going to grab him. There you go.
Tristan Wirfs, tackle, Iowa. A three-year starter, Wirfs finished his Hawkeye career as a first-team All-America. He's surprisingly athletic for someone 6'5", 320, making him a good fit for zone-blocking schemes and dangerous on the second level. He lacks ideal length and struggled at times against edge speed, so some teams see him as a guard in the NFL. Either way, he's young and has plenty of room for improvement.
So Tristan Wirfs off the board at
Sounds like 11. Brandon Sheriff type. One day of practice, and you got to move him to guard. That's not good.
Yep.
Guard. That's not good. All right, who do you got next, Gabe?
All right, picking at number 12 are the Las Vegas Raiders. And making the selection, he's a new daddy. Not that new. Grant Paulson.
GP.
GM of the Las Vegas Raiders. He has to work for Mark Davis with his terrible haircut.
I felt like Aaron Rodgers sitting in the room just waiting to hear my name called for it.
Right.
By the way, the most outrageous thing that's been said so far in this draft, and no one mentioned it, was when the first time Epstein was on the clock, and I'm normally a Lance Corporal in the AWOT Army, so I hate to make fun of him.
Yeah.
But Bishop asks him, he says, hey, why are you taking Isaiah Simmons? And he goes, we already had him. His name was Sua Cravens. But Brian Boldinger compares him to bigger Derwin James. AWOT compares him to Sua Cravens. So figure that out. Right,
I'm completely over these guys that are positionless. Give me a guy that's played the same position since he was in eighth grade.
All right, the pick is in, boys and girls. The pick is in for the Jets.
Or the Raiders.
The Raiders. Not picking for the Jets.
For the Raiders, rather. Right.
Right.
We're taking wide receiver C.D. Lamb, the best wide receiver in the class, somehow becomes the third wide receiver taken in this draft.
All right. I like C.D.
I love that.
He would probably go quarterback, but I hate Herbert, so I'm not going to do
sooner.
C.D. Lamb. Wide receiver, Oklahoma.
Back to pass, Hurts hits as he throws, takes a shot deep, looking for CD. He caught it! How did he catch that? Touchdown! Wow!
Lamb is a playmaker. 24 career catches of more than 40 yards while playing with three different Sooner QBs. He knows how to get open and then gobbles up yards after the catch. Fearless with strong hands, Lamb is great in traffic. One NFL comparison is DeAndre Hopkins.
So three receivers go in the top 12, the latest, CeeDee Lamb out of Oklahoma, landing with the Las Vegas Raiders, the pick by GM Grant Paulson. All right, now on the clock are the San Francisco 49ers making the selection for your NFC champions of 2019. Pedro, Pete Medhurst is on the clock.
Well, this is an easy one because the best value on the board right now has fallen to us, yep. And the pick is in.
I know
no
who
hesitation.
It is. I know who it is.
With the 13th pick in the NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Derrick Brown, defensive tackle, ooh. Auburn.
That's not who you thought, huh, Lurch?
No.
All right. Do you have...
Derrick Brown, defensive tackle, Auburn.
Bond to throw. Steps up into the pocket. Down he goes. Derrick Brown got it.
And he would not be denied on that one.
A three-year starter, Brown finished his career as the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Natural strength plus quickness at the snap equal a disruptive force, especially against the run. Brown played mostly nose tackle for the Tigers, but can play anywhere on the line. If he improves as a pass rusher, he's a Pro Bowler.
By the way, I don't think Jason's made a pick yet.
He has not. That's correct.
Hey, am I the only one?
I'm only picking the names out of the hat as I can. Luck of the draw. Next up are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers making the selection. Speak of the devil. Fishbox.
There you go.
On the clock.
I hate Tampa. All right, Tommy Brady needs some protection on the offensive line. The pick is in.
Already.
I know.
Already sleeping.
Boring.
What do you got, Rick?
With the 14th pick in the Junkies 2020 NFL mock draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select the weed head, Mekhi Becton, offensive tackle out of Louisville.
All right, do you have that clip, Valdez? Mekhi Becton? Do we go
He loves diluted samples.
Mekhi Becton, tackle, Louisville. Becton is 6'7", 364,
yet
ran a 5.140 at the scouting combine in February. He was a three-year starter for the Cardinals, 21 games at left tackle, 12 on the right side. The huge body and long arms make him a punishing run blocker. The athleticism means Becton does damage downfield, too. He needs to refine his game, though, and not rely too much on that size.
So Becton off the board at number 14. Bishbucks, GM Bishbucks.
By the way, Pedro, I thought you were going to take C.J. Henderson out of Florida, DB, because that's the reason they lost the Super Bowl, because their DBs blow.
Thought about it, but I just think Brown falling to 13 is insane.
Yeah, don't hate it. Definitely don't hate it.
All right, Kixi. The Denver Broncos are on the clock, making the selection for the Broncos. Eric Bickle is on the clock with the 15th pick in the Junkies 2020 mock NFL draft.
All right. I have time here. I know you guys are trying to race through here so I don't get the pick in. But the pick is in. Got to hear the sound. The Broncos select.
Oh, that's way past 20 seconds.
Who does Charles Davis want, EB?
Charles Davis. Well,
Grant figured this out because Davis has the Broncos taking Ruggs, and so he's already selected. And so Eric's in a pickle right now.
No, I'm actually using something else that has like seven other guys. I'm just trying to pick somebody that hadn't been picked yet.
We'll go
Justin Jefferson, wide receiver from LSU. There you go. Do you have that one, Valdez?
He was on my fantasy team, a monster.
Best Pedro loves Justin. Pedro loves him.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson, wide receiver, LSU.
Burrow going to the air again, this time coming for it at the 5-yard line, far side. Jefferson has his fourth receiving touchdown of the day.
Joe Burrow's favorite target reeled in 111 passes for 1,500 yards and 18 touchdowns. Jefferson lacks elite speed, but knows how to get open, has strong hands, and can break tackles. That toughness makes him a willing blocker in the run game.
Adding him to the mix with Cortland Sutton there. I like that pick.
Can I make a constructive criticism that nobody cares about, but it's just annoying me? So who's this guy, Andrew Bogus? Who is that guy?
He works for CBS Sports Radio. He used to be on he was on Feinstein's show.
Okay, God bless him. For this type of thing, he's like trashing the guy in half the clip. Like when you know what I mean? When you hype up a guy, I don't care what his weaknesses are.
You're just giving positives and negatives.
I know, but it's on draft night. The guy's walking across, he's hugging Goodell, and this guy's saying how he stinks.
I also think he's trying to sound a little bit like Jeremy Shaw.
Maybe they'll hire you to do it next year.
Doesn't he sound a little Jeremy Shaw?
He does. That's who I thought it was at first, to be honest. But am I the only one that I feel like, oh, you're trashing the kid? He's just first round draft pick.
No, I think they do that on set. They give the strengths and the weaknesses. They're just trying to inform you on the player.
Yeah, I know. But I would just be more positive on friggin' draft day. But okay.
All right, boys. Remember, we've got the 18th pick. The Redskins have that pick. I believe EB's done making his selection.
He
so the GMs
out.
Who are still
oh,
alive.
Oh, thank God,
five,
I'm done.
Five more selections.
We've got Danny.
I'll see you, boys.
Valdez. I have a pick, Grant and Bishop.
All right.
Those are the five GMs still in play. Five picks left to go in our 2020 Junkies mock draft. Keep it here.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coverage of the NFL Draft on 106.7 The Fan, presented by FedChoice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times, and FedChoice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everyone working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. Learn how we can help you at FedChoice.org, insured by NCUA.
All right, we're 15 picks deep in our 2020 mock draft.
By the way, the best show we've done in years.
Putting up all the picks
this
at
one
Junks
is?
Radio.
Yeah. Love it.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, at Junks Radio, we have your recap of the picks. Let's just get right to it. Number 16.
Picking at number 16 for the Atlanta Falcons. They grasped it trying to get the Redskins pick, but no. Danny picking for Atlanta Falcons.
An underwhelming squad over the last couple of years. We have failed in our expectations that were lofty. This is simple for me. The pick is in. Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle, South Carolina. To improve
our defense.
They go defense.
Kind of a local trade up for Chase Young, apparently. So instead they get Kinlaw.
Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle, South Carolina.
Three wide receivers to the left side. Four-man rush for Carolina. Wanham is after him. Gamecocks after him. They got him, Javon Kinlaw with a sack.
At 6'5", 324, with natural power, Kinlaw is a physical specimen. He's quick into the backfield and can chase down the ball. His height is mostly an advantage, but at times he plays too upright. And despite being a three-year starter, Kinlaw's game still needs some polish, especially as a pass rusher.
There's the criticism. There you go.
Sorry, Eric. That was tough, man.
No,
still needs the polish.
Here's the thing. A guy on Twitter, my buddy Gary, pointed it out. It should be, I don't want to be a control freak like JP, but I think it should be positive, throw in a little negative, that's fine, and finish with a positive. They're ending on negatives. Huh? Yeah.
You want the criticism sandwich. Yeah,
They're ending with a negative every time. All right, go ahead.
All right, now up at number 17, the Dallas Cowboys selecting for the Redskins' NFC East rival, Jeeps Grant Paulson, making the selection for the Cowboys. You're on the clock.
I think the Cowboys need to upgrade that defense. It's going to be weird taking an edge rusher that doesn't have major red flags, but the pick is in, boys. Generally, we prefer our pass rushers to have been to jail or to have been heavily involved in doing drugs. But I'm going to go with Kalavon Chaisson, the pass rusher from LSU, 6'3", 254, to harass the NFC East quarterbacks off the edge for years to come.
Nice.
All right, so the Giants, of course, got their edge rusher in Chase Young in this draft.
So many SEC players.
And now the Cowboys get one.
Kalavon Chaisson, edge rusher, LSU.
Shotgun snap. Tigers desperately trying to get to him, and they bring him down! At about the 28!
Chaisson finished 2019 with a flourish, 4.5 sacks over his last four games, including two in the national semifinal. He explodes at the snap and is quickly at top speed to beat tackles off the edge. Chaisson played mostly in a two-point stance for the Tigers and showed good coverage skills.
Just a plug for multi-platform digestion of the 2020 mock NFL draft. AWOD, put that whiteboard up again, please.
Yeah, leave it up there the entire segment. We don't need
YouTube,
to see your face anymore.
Just go to youtube.com/1067 The Fan. Boom, there it is.
The entire segment.
All right, Kicks, we got the Skins here, right?
Skins making the pick at number 18. They've traded back for 5 and 18, making the pick for the Washington Redskins. Fishbox, you're on the clock, sir.
Valdez, do you like splashes?
I love splashes.
The pick is in.
Ooh, very good. With quickness.
Because new coach Ron Rivera likes Dwayne Haskins about as much as he likes Cam Newton, the Washington Redskins select Justin Herbert, quarterback, Oregon.
Oh. He's made
Justin
my day.
Justin Herbert, quarterback, Oregon.
Herbert with a snap, pump fake, wants to throw, pressure comes. Now we'll just go way downfield and touchdown!
95 career touchdown passes, 61 over the last two seasons for the four-year starter. The 6'6" Herbert has prototypical size and arguably the best arm in this draft. But he has struggled with accuracy and finesse. And scouts worry that Herbert struggled in some of his bigger games. But the size and the arm are undeniable.
He's dicier than Haskins.
We might go as high as number 5 today, EV. That's a great value pick.
Five is a reach. I hate that pick more than Awad's pick. I think I hate that one the most.
You're kidding him at number 18.
By the way,
yeah,
we would
I don't
love
want
that.
Him.
Sports talk host would love that, Herbert. Would love the quarterback.
Drab made a great point about Herbert.
Would you be psyched if you came out of this draft with Herbert and Judy?
I don't think so.
People might. I think a lot of Skins fans might be sized.
I don't know. Danny's a Skins fan.
Let's
Danny,
ask number one Skin fan, Awad.
Awad?
I mean, I'd be sized for Jerry Jeudy, but then we need a cornerback or another offensive lineman. Like, getting a quarterback is stupid, Bish. What are you thinking?
Because I knew it would make Valdez smile ear to ear.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Pissed off every Redskins fan in the DMV. Yep, because we want that stupid...
That's what we want. We want to piss them all off.
Danny, what are you thinking?
What, did I just ruin your day because they took Herbert?
Yeah, you did. I mean, the wide receiver pick in one of the best wide receiver classes in recent memory makes a lot of sense to me. Walking away from a lot of the holes, someone like C.J. Henderson could have helped there. Our quarterback position is a disaster. Taking a second quarterback that, quite frankly, can't complete passes at a good rate is it doesn't really help the Redskins. It would help us, though. A lot of people would be mad at us every day.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess that'd be fun.
Why would they be? Wait, I know, but why? You're right, but why would they be mad at us? We had nothing to do with it.
No, you know how it would go, Eric. They'd blame us for like not supporting Haskins or some sort of thing. Like, we have influence over what the coaches do, and it'd be our fault for undermining or something like that. And really, that's why a GM should make a pick to see if they could get good sports talk.
Right.
Absolutely. All right, on the
clock. All right, so we got
now.
Two picks left.
Well, there's slight controversy. Two picks, but only one name left in the hat because of the producer's wackadoo trade scenario. But I think I know who's picking at 20. But picking at 19 is this is Matt Valdez. Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders. All right, I'm going to take the best player on the board right now. It doesn't hurt to have help in the cornerback area since it's a passing league. So out of Florida, we're going to take C.J. Henderson. The pick is in.
There you go. The pick is in.
The pick is in.
You said the name before.
I like it.
C.J. Henderson, cornerback, Florida.
First and goal, 6-yard line. Polinski back to throw, and he's hit, and he's sacked. Oh, my. Corner blitz by C.J. Henderson has sacked Polinski back near the 16-yard line.
Henderson didn't have a pick in 2019, mainly because teams rarely threw in his direction. Standing 6'1 with top-end speed, Henderson is hard to beat. He's best in man-to-man coverage, but has experience in zone schemes, too. Run support is his weakness, and he struggles to get off blocks from receivers.
By the way, I believe 12 of the first 19 picks in our draft are all SEC players.
Well, that could play out,
yeah.
Right?
The Drab T-shirt will wave the Pac-12 flag all day long and say it's the best college conference.
He doesn't really do that, does he?
I'm off that. I'm off that.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
The 20th and final pick, and I have used my brilliant brain and my chicken scratch to deduce only J.P. Flame has picked one player. I believe that's correct. So the last pick for the Jags, John Paul Flame.
So this is
the London
Jags' second pick of the draft. Of course, Awad selected Henry Ruggs,
So they've solidified at wide receiver. So they're going to go on the defensive side. The pick is in.
Pick is in.
They're going to go Xavier McKinney, the safety from Alabama.
Number 12.
Jay Gruden hates that pick. Come on, man. I want another offensive player to go with Henry Rugg. Come on, man. What are we doing?
Let me give me Jonathan Taylor.
Come on,
Xavier
man.
McKinney, safety, Alabama.
Quarterback throws. It's deflected, picked off by Alabama. Another interception by McKinney down the left side. He's getting loose. He is going to go all the way. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Tide asked a lot of McKinney, and he delivered. Over the last two seasons, five forced fumbles and five picks, two of which he returned for points. He was mostly a free safety, but also played closer to the line of scrimmage and in the slot. McKinney is the best safety in this draft.
Another nugget about Doug McKinney, he loves the horses, loves the ponies. He's
yeah,
a
he
real
does.
Degenerate.
And
yep.
Phil Mickelson.
He loves Phil, too.
He loves
yes.
Phil, too. You're right about that.
All right, boys,
we got
thank
the 2020
so much.
Mock in under the time limit.
Awad, thank you again. You can go to youtube.com/1067thefan. You're going to have the whole mock draft on the YouTube page. Grandin, yep. You guys are double dipping today. How many hours are you working?
What is that, like 8.5, 9?
A lot,
like
a lot more than they want to.
The grinding.
we don't have an end time to our draft show. We start at 6:30. We don't know if we're going to the end of the first round or like 4 hours, because that could be a lot longer than that. So we don't know how long we're working.
Hey, just you make guys, your interviews evergreen so we can use them tomorrow.
Do you guys, anybody?
Time, repeatedly. We'll just say, joining us now on the Junkies.
Perfect.
Anybody, you guys have any sense at all that they'll be able to move out of that pick? Or do you think they're locked in and they'll be thrilled?
I think they're locked in. Yeah, I think they're taking Chase Young.
Hey,
yeah. Yeah, I think it's a done deal.
Here's
yeah.
a serious question. On Monday, we plan to go through the schedule, wins and losses, once
yeah,
right, we figure
right.
out.
Right, the best exercise.
Draft.
Yeah.
Are you guys on board for a Zoom show that time?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's probably the most worthwhile segment in radio.
Danny pulls me aside
April
all the time and tells me
and
he loves that bit. He
should be the first of like three times ever. That we do it.
Yeah.
Why Grant? Not? Grant's in?
Oh, I think Grant
I'd love to do it, guys. It is my favorite segment that you guys do. You know that.
Yes. Yep. Well, it'll be the first of
You've
many.
You've established that.
The first of many.
We only do it seven times before the season.
What, JP, when did you say? You want them next week? I'm willing to do it tomorrow.
I would say Monday, once right. we know all of the Redskins draft picks.
I just.
But shouldn't the schedule come out before you do it? Or does that
well,
not
we
matter?
Know the opponents.
Oh, that
we know
matter.
The opponents.
That doesn't matter.
That yeah. doesn't matter.
We know the opponents.
We don't believe in momentum or anything like that. No, it's fine.
I can do Kevin Sheehan's mock schedule on the phone. Eric can talk about golf while I'm on hold. And then we could just do like an entertainment report spliced in the middle there. It would be perfect.
Perfect.
Sounds like a winner.
I like it. I like
it. All right, boys. Again, you guys can listen to Grant and Danny 6:30 tonight for the NFL draft coverage. Thanks,
thank
pal.
You, fellas.
Thank you, fellas.
And Pete, thank you, too.
Pete, thank you.
Pedro.
And Adam, of course, will have the videos at youtube.com/1067thefan.
Adam, you got 20 minutes to get one in still before the end of the show.
All right, coming up
plenty
next,
of time.
Great Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com right here on the Junkies.
All right. Hold on 1 second, boys. I don't have my Paisanos right here in front of me. Hold on for a second. Jeez Louise.
Shocker.
Well, you guys had me preparing for the draft. Here you go. Paisanos.
You're always prepared for these.
All right. Who wouldn't like to take a little of the work out of working from home? Our pals at Paisanos are all over it with their work from home BOGO. Now, every day of the week, like today, for example, buy any large pizza at regular price and get a free large pizza of equal or lesser value. Order online or via the Paisanos app and use the promo code WFHBOGO. That's WFHBOGO. Curbside pickup and no contact delivery available. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone delivered. For more details and to order, visit PaisanosPizza.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The disaster, you can learn how you can help at FedChoice.org, insured by NCUA. I thought the mock draft was a lot of fun. We actually went 20 picks deep. You can check it all out at youtube.com/1067thefan or follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio. But right now to talk NFL draft, NFL rumors, is our pal Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com and NBC Sports. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Mike?
Good morning,
Mike.
How has the quarantine life been for you?
It is now day 33 that I have not left the house. And everyone in my town is very happy about that. So, I don't need to go anywhere. I work at home. I consider myself both very fortunate, but I also feel guilty because I know that people are dealing with real hardships from the standpoint of inability to do their jobs because they're stuck at home and they aren't jobs they can do from home. I'm very fortunate, and I haven't even had to make the adjustment. You know, a lot of people who can work at home, the biggest thing you have to learn is how to stay the hell away from the refrigerator. I went through that 11 years ago, so... I mean, it really has changed nothing for me.
Right.
And
you're not a boozer, are you? You're not a boozer, are you, Mike? You don't drink, do you?
Oh, I drink.
Oh, you do?
Not during the day, yeah.
What's your poison?
You get one of the various crowns, just depending upon what mood I'm in, either a little Crown Black. I don't like the flavored stuff.
Yeah.
Crown Black, XO, XR. I mean, there's really no difference between XO and XR other than it's like $100 more for the bottles, and then it's not worth it. XO is like the really smooth, high-end crown that it isn't ridiculously expensive. So, moderation, though. A little wine with dinner. Go down to the barn and have a glass of whiskey at every other night just to kind of stay sane. But, you know, for me, it's been easy to avoid going insane with all the news and all the negativity because I've been so focused on free agency and the draft. Next week, I'm going to get a splash of reality when I get back up to speed on everything that's been going on in the world. I have a feeling it's not going to be pleasant.
So what's your role tonight during the draft?
My role?
Yeah, in other words, are you on the air for anybody? are you on the air? Are you doing your podcast? Like, what are you doing during the draft?
Well, you know, the NFL is very protective when it comes to anyone else having live web content that would conflict with the desire that people tune into ESPN or the various NFL platforms that are going to have a fundraiser tonight. I think I'm going to do some videos from the barn, just reaction type stuff that's going to end up on the website or on social media, just kind of as we go, a minute or two here or there, just little, you know, the little snack size videos that you see all the time now, something like that. You know, when somebody does something stupid or somebody does something smart or there's a big surprise, you just pop the camera in, pull up Zoom, and talk for a minute or two.
Mike, your lead story right now on ProFootballTalk.com is Jerry Jones will draft at home alone with no one to stop him. Is he left to his own devices? Is he going to make a wild card pick there at 17? Is he going to try to move up? What do you expect from Jerry Jones tonight?
I don't know that there's a guy on the board that he could be infatuated with that would cause him to maybe do something reckless like that. But, you know, I think back to the 2014 draft, and it was on last night on one of the ESPN networks where Johnny Manziel fell to 22, and it was all that Jason Garrett and Stephen Jones could do to keep Jerry Jones from taking Johnny Manziel that year. So even though they're not going to be in the same room, there's still going to be a lot of influence that the new coach, Mike McCarthy, and Stephen Jones will have over Jerry. He just, as Jerry said, he won't have to worry about getting kicked under the table by Steve.
Do you expect any splashes tonight? I don't think the Skins are trading the number two. We know that the Bengals aren't going to trade one.
Do we know that?
What, the Bengals or the Skins?
Yeah. No, do we know that the Bengals aren't going to trade number one? I would be floored.
I would be floored if
that
happened.
Why do you leave that that possibility open, Mike?
Well, you know, I've known for weeks that Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, loves Joe Burrow. And it wasn't that kind of BS, you know, take it with a grain of salt pre-draft rumor. It was one of those things that I heard from someone and the circumstances and the way it came to me, it was it was obvious to me that this is a guy that Stephen Ross wants on the Dolphins. And I saw the report earlier today from Shefty that the Dolphins had been calling the Bengals over the past couple of weeks, and the Bengals consistently have been saying they're not going to trade the number one pick. Well, calling up and saying, would you like to trade the number one pick, and can we have a negotiation, and the Bengals hanging up the phone, that's a far cry from an all-in move that could be coming today from the Dolphins. I'm not saying it is going to happen, but let's consider this. Stephen Ross is going to be 80 soon. If he decides he's taken over, if he decides he's driving the bus, if he decides he's going to call Mike Brown, the owner of the Bengals, directly, and he's going to offer all three first-round picks this year and something more on top of it, right? At some point, it's the offer that the Bengals can't refuse to take Joe Burrow, hand to the Dolphins, and instead you take Justin Herbert or Tua at number five, and you pick up an extra two or three draft picks. You guys lived that 8 years ago when Dan Snyder decided he had to have RG3. Mm-hmm. When the owner decides, I have to have this guy, you never know what's going to happen. And the question becomes, is Mike Brown so stubborn that he would keep saying no, no, no? And here's the wild card to keep in mind. And I'm glad this doesn't air in Cincinnati, because I'd have Bengals fans, calling me nasty names again, but I'm used to it. If you put an offer on the table that puts Mike Brown and the Bengals on the fence about what to do, Burrow's people could swoop in and just make, if they do it in an artful way, just make it clear that Joe really doesn't want to play for the Bengals. If that's the case, right? And I got to be careful about all this, because the Bengals fans will be up in arms. But what if Joe Burrow would rather play for the Dolphins than the Bengals? What if that's the truth? We don't know. He's not going to come out and say that. Mm-hmm. It's stupid to say it, because you got to go to Cincinnati if the deal doesn't get done, and you got to exist there, and you got to make the most out of it. You got to make chicken salad, right? But if the Dolphins offer enough that Mike Brown is thinking about it, and then Burrow's people inject just enough doubt, maybe that's the thing that makes the difference. Again, I agree with you. I'd be floored if it happens, but we can't just assume it's not going to happen. I think it's less likely Washington trades out of number two than it is Cincinnati trades out of number one, but I think both are highly unlikely. But still, I'm fascinated by that little shred, that little possibility that maybe something can happen today.
Yeah, I mean, I guess anything's possible. All right, but beyond that, beyond one and two, do you expect anything? I mean, do you expect someone to trade up for Tua? Do you how do you compare Tua to Herbert? What are teams thinking about those two guys? What do you expect?
Well, the big issue with Tua has been the inability to get a proper physical evaluation of where he currently is because of the pandemic. And you throw on top of it an observation that a GM made to me after he suffered the broken hip during the season. You got three college seasons for Tua, three lower body injuries. For a guy who uses mobility in his game, that is not promising for his ability to stay healthy at the next level. So, there has been a prevailing sense now that Tua is going to fall out of the top 10. And when I first heard it, when I hear something like that, my thought is, well, the team at number 11 is putting all that out there, that he's going to fall out of the top 10, because usually that stuff gets pushed by a team that wants a guy to fall because they want to draft him. But when you start hearing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, you just start to realize there's something to it. And it comes down to this. Teams want doctors who are accountable to them to be able to give them the thumbs up or the thumbs down on a guy, period. Nick Saban came out recently and said, hey, if you don't take Tua, you're making the same mistake we did when we didn't take Drew Brees in 2006. But at least in 2006, the Dolphins doctors were able to examine Drew Brees. They got it wrong, but they were able to examine him. If the Saints that year had been able to examine Drew Brees, do you think they would have signed him? Probably not. So the key difference is that inability to have your doctors come to a conclusion on how healthy Tua currently is. I think that's the thing that may indeed contribute us to a slide right out of top 10. Hmm.
All right, what about Trent? You think Trent gets traded today or sometime during the draft here?
The report that came out not that long ago that the Eagles, the Jets, the Vikings, and the Browns are interested in Trent Williams. I had somebody connected to the process telling me unequivocally that the Eagles are not involved and are not interested, and that made me think that Washington is doing whatever it has to do to expand the market beyond one team. Now, Chris Sims told me earlier today on PFT Live there are a couple of other teams that are interested in Trent Williams, but he couldn't tell me who, which caused me to give him a little bit of a hard time. But he believes that there will be a market. And if there is a market, that's the thing. If Trent Williams isn't staying with you, you need to have multiple teams after him to get the best possible return. And right now there's a belief, look, it's got to end at some point. You can't squat on this guy indefinitely. It's not fair to the team. It's not fair to him. Get value for him. Scott McLuhan, I saw earlier this week, said that Trent Williams is better than any of the first-round offensive line prospects in this year's draft. Yeah, he's older. He's going to be more expensive. But if you look at him in football games, he's going to walk through the door, and he's going to be better than getting any of these rookies up to speed. So I think it's going to happen, whether it's Cleveland or wherever. I feel like Cleveland makes the most sense given where they are right now. But I feel like it's going to happen at some point this weekend.
Real quick, I don't know, in 30 seconds or less, can you give us, Mike, your biggest riser in the draft tonight is your best guess, and the biggest dropper?
Well, you know what riser means? Riser means that the media is finally catching up to what the people on the inside have known all along. That's what a riser is. Nobody really, especially when you don't have private workouts or pro day workouts, no one's really rising or falling because the opinions haven't changed from what they were post-scouting combine. So, you know, I think that the two things to watch. One, how many receivers get drafted in round one? Because there are so many good receivers that will go into round two, three, four, and five. And Eric DaCosta, the Ravens GM, said last week that you can find a starting receiver in round five this year. How many teams will jump on receivers in round one? And also, how many running backs are going to go? You know, that's the sexy fantasy football position. And it could be that it's just one guy to the Chiefs at 32. Sims and I both think Clyde Edwards-Helaire from LSU is going to be the guy who goes. And that's not a sexy choice to be the first running back. A lot of people think it's going to be DeAndre Swift. It's going to be interesting to see, number one, does a running back go tonight? And number two, if a running back goes, which one is it going to be?
All right, great stuff, Mike. We appreciate it.
All right, enjoy have fun tonight.
Enjoy the draft. Enjoy the crown.
Guys. Yep, all right, enjoy
buddy.
The barn.
I can say thanks.
Yep, thanks,
all right,
man.
All right, pal.
BB, you going to have any crown tonight during the draft?
I don't know. I mean, we went through a small bottle of Johnny Walker Blue yesterday, so I don't know. Today might be a chill night.
Okay.
Try to do every other over here.
I'm gonna try and stay up for the entire first round.
Do
no,
it.
No promises.
There's well,
no
here's the thing. Don't have a drink at dinner. Can you go?
I can DVR it though. I can get up early.
Drink as much as you want. It's NFL draft night.
No, but that makes them sleepy. It makes them sleepy. Okay.
Just a nice steady stream. You don't have to pound them.
Yeah. Well, he drinks that wine every night. He's a wino.
I like
remember,
the wine.
For those that missed our mock draft, you can go to youtube.com/1067thefan to see it. For EB, Cakes, and Bish, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grant Danny, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.